USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. The U.S. is advocating for the release of all hostages currently held captive by Hamas. This plea follows the recent release of two American hostages to Israeli authorities on Friday.
Over the coming hours, they'll receive any support and assistance they need. And, of course, we're very anxious to be able to reunite them with their loved ones. We welcome their release. We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones are feeling.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that there are 10 additional unaccounted for Americans in the conflict, and it's suspected that some of them may be among the roughly 200 hostages held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. More than 100 people were arrested Friday night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They also demanded more aid for Palestinians and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Participants told ABC 7 their reasons were clear.
We have to do what we have to do for justice and for peace.
We're out here. It's pouring rain. We're wet, but they have blood on their hands.
Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Disruptions on Spirit Airlines are expected to last for several days after the airline pulled some planes out of service for inspection, leading to the cancellation of about 100 flights on Friday and more than 80 on Saturday. The FAA says the inspections involved looking for signs of cracks in brackets on the plane's airframes, which could lead to reduced structural integrity and possible rapid decompression of the airplane if undetected. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has withdrawn his candidacy for Speaker of the House. This decision comes after a confidential GOP ballot yesterday.
But I thought it was important that we all know, get an answer to the question, they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision.
With Jordan's withdrawal, the Republican conference is currently without a nominee over 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's historic removal. Lawmakers are set to reconvene on Capitol Hill on Monday in an effort to determine a new nominee for the leadership position. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Elon Musk announced that X will soon introduce a two-tier premium subscription. The lower-cost option will offer all features but with ads, while the higher-cost option will be ad-free. Although Musk mentioned they will be launching soon, no further details on timing or specific prices were provided. They're still out there.
Officials at the Pentagon have said they've received over 270 new reports of UFOs over an eight-month span. The Defense Department releasing a new report to Congress this week that said 274 new UFO sightings have been reported to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. That's the office that leads the government's attempts to document and analyze UFO sightings. The Pentagon said the majority of the reports came from military service members and commercial airline pilots. I'm Corey Myers.
If you don't know what to be this Halloween, don't worry. The striking actors have some suggestions for you.
As the SAG-AFTRA strike extends into its third month, the Actors Union suggests opting for generic characters rather than costumes inspired by specific movies like Barbie this Halloween. The guidance advises embracing spooky themes like ghosts, zombies, or spiders instead. Furthermore, those choosing costumes based on content affected by the strike are advised not to share photos on social media. I'm John Schaefer.
Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Aldi is also cutting prices on over 70 holiday food products with potential reductions of up to 50%. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.